Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is my good friend, the lovely Ronnie Karam, who also is the host of the Rose Prick Special Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great because the Trace Amigos are back together. Woo. Woo-woo.
Major woo-woos on that one. Hey guys, so here's the news before we get into Real Housewives of Orange County. We have shows next month. Well, by the time you listen to this, it might already be next month. Listen, in August, we're doing a show in Palm Beach at the Palm Beach Improv. Would you believe it, girls? We're going to Palm Beach. We're gonna see Tom and his yacht. And then 2 days later, we have two shows in Atlanta. The first one sold out, but there are still tickets available for the second one. And then after that, in September, we're in Denver. So for all those shows, go to watchcrappens.com. And if you're on the fence, you know, just go to our Facebook group, Watch Crappens Live and Loving It, and you can ask people, hey, is it a good time to go to one of our shows? And I bet everyone will say, yes, it is.
What so better time is there than now?
David, should I go? Should I go?
It's also your last couple of days to get your Trixie Monocle shirt, so go over to watchwhatcrappens.com for that. And now.
Now.
The moment we've all been waiting for.
The moment.
Have we?
Sort of.
I mean, have we?
Well,
I have.
I think so. I think this is the moment we have been waiting for, which is that Shannon, Tamara, and Vicky finally consecrating the new chapter in their relationship by getting back to brass tacks, going to Mexico, whooping it up, and reminding the audience, hey, we are going to be friends now, and you don't have to worry about this feud going on and on and on. We're friends.
Yes, and they do it in this way that Shannon is allowed to still tell Vicky stuff, and then Vicky's still allowed to yell at Shannon. So I'm not really sure how this is working out, but yeah. I love some old ladies getting wasted. You know, I mean, that's like my dream. You know, it's going to happen to me. And I mean, I am an old lady, let's face it, who gets wasted. So, you know, I like that kind of an episode. It's an interesting casting choice they made this year to have these three teaming up again. Like, and I feel like they were forced. Not going to lie.
Uh-huh.
And even if they weren't forced by the network, they were forced by us, the audience.
Yeah.
It's weird to team them up with these moms with three little kids. It's like old ladies getting wasted and then like kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Running around screaming.
I actually felt bad for the new cast members, Emily and Gina, because they were essentially like shoved to the side this episode and given dull storylines about, oh my God, being a mom is a full-time job. I like being a mom. Look at my kids. Ugh, being a mom. It's like the most unoriginal, uninteresting storyline you could get. I mean, it might as well have just been like, hey, I'm going to buy turkey today. Yesterday I got ham. Today turkey. It's like, wow.
I know. Were you out of vagina waxing storylines or what? Like, have we come to the end of that? Also, they say that, you know, when you're a baby, you grow up, and then you grow back into a baby as you get old, you know? Yeah. So it was kind of funny watching those kids running around pooping all over themselves while intercutting with old babies running around pooping themselves.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Like life. Circle of life,
Circle
guys.
Of life, yeah. There was actually a lot of poeticism in this episode, now that I think about it. And
right.
I'm honored. I'm honored to receive it.
Poetry. So we open where we left off last week in Kelly's new apartment.
Yeah.
With Kelly going, that is wrong!
No, that's wrong!
That is wrong!
That's wrong, Vicky!
That is wrong!
That's wrong! That's wrong! You're not my friend! You're not my friend! That's wrong!
And Vicky yelling, stop it! Who cares? Who cares about Michael? Stop it! Stop it right now! Stop yelling at me!
That's wrong! That's wrong! That's wrong!
You're not my friend! You're not my friend! Kelly
is
just going to repeat every line 3 times.
Yeah. She basically is like an Amber Alert.
Wow! Ah, Vicky!
Everyone's phone beeps.
Yeah.
At the same time across Orange County.
She's like, whoa.
Apparently, Kelly is no longer friends with Amber. So tell your, you know. Tell your neighborhood. Let your neighborhood know.
Took me a second to get that. So anyway, Vicky. Vicky, of course, is doing this whole thing, which is like, you know, if Michael went to date someone, someone I know, that's his prerogative. Like, I'm not going to get in the middle of it. I'm not going to get in the middle of it. I love when Vicky, you know, her decision space or the way that she applies her code of meddling is really funny to me, because she will stay out of something that she needs to be a little bit involved in, and she will fully meddle in stuff she should keep her mouth closed on. I mean, it's kind of like the magic of Vicky.
Yeah. It's like those people who can always guess which card you're holding and pick the right card. Vicky can always pick the wrong reaction to everything.
Yeah. She's like the anti-prestidigation person. Yeah.
The magic castle. Come see Vicky. Just make the wrong decision on every single thing.
Four clubs. I'm holding a martini, actually. Oh, okay.
I'm not getting in the middle of it. I'm not getting in the middle of it. What am I, Malcolm? No, I'm not. That's, you know, that's anti-woohoo. So,
she's like the worst magician. You go up to her. It's like she gives you cards. And you're like, okay, so what card? What card do I have? I'm not going to get in the middle of it. I'm not going to. It's your card. Like, you do what you do with your card. It's like not my business.
Yeah, you know how not in the middle I am? I'm so not in the middle, I'm calling Michael immediately when I leave your house. Like, I don't care if she's at the dry cleaner and they mess something up. She'll call some other random dry cleaner and yell at them.
Yeah.
She's always, like, calling the wrong people to yell at them.
Yeah, and in fact, she would actually go up to the other magician. Like, when she's the magician and someone's holding the card, she's not going to tell you what card you have. She's like, it's not my business. I'm staying out of it. I'm out of it. I'm out of it. But then another magician's like, okay, I'm trying to think, what card do you have? She has it for her. She's a four. Like, Vicky, why did you say something? Vicky, keep your mouth shut. Okay, fine.
Hey, guess what? He's not cutting you a two. Your knees are under your upper body. So, there. Jeez, Vicky. Thanks a lot. So she calls Michael, and Michael is smart enough to leave his phone on silent or press decline.
Yeah.
And she's like, Michael, it's Vicky. I just got blasted by your soon-to-be ex-wife to call me, okay? She called me. Call me, it's Vicky. I just got blasted. It's not one bitch, it's another. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Kelly immediately calls up Tamara. She's like, Vicky! Vicky! Vicky totally won our double dates with Michael! Didn't tell me! Vicky did that! And Tamara's like, oh my god, bitch. That destroys Gala Code. You don't do that. You don't do that. That destroys Gala Code. I'm surprised the random is like here in a cloud of smoke being like, Girl Code! Girl Code!
Hey, you want a setup? I'll give you a setup. Girl Code!
Oh, what is this tiny apartment? I'm gone. Poof.
She had no loyalty. It would be like you going on a double date with David. And the audacity to yell at me.
I want to smack the holy shit out of her, Tamara. The holy shit, Tamara.
Well, listen. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Vicky. So she starts doing an imitation of Vicky. She's like, Tamara's like, oh my god, she screamed at you, bitch. And she's like, like, somehow all the screaming actually made a really good imitation.
It really worked.
I was proud of Kelly.
I was so impressed. She's like,
that's like you going on double dates with David and not telling Shannon. No. No.
And then Tamara, as if she's just solved a very deep mystery, tells us, Vicky knows she did something wrong. Which is why she didn't tell her. She knew she was being sneaker bitch. I'm like, okay, Tamara, this is not Matlock. Okay,
yeah.
We all know. We all watch the same show.
Exactly. So then, of course, Tamara, the very next day, goes over to Vicky's house to go to Mexico. And I was surprised because I thought Tamara was going to be like, hey, batch, why did you go on that double date? You really hurt people. You always hurt people all the time, batch. But instead she was in a good mood and Vicky was wearing a sombrero, which is kind of stealing Shannon's thing. And they're just like laughing and they're headed on to the airport to go meet up with Shannon.
Yes. Now, Tamara is very good at holding things under her sombrero until it's time. Like, she'll be fine with Vicky. They'll have fun in Mexico. And the second they get back, they'll all go to lunch with Kelly. And Tamara will scream at Vicky.
Yeah.
She has no problem pressing pause on trying to ruin someone's life. Yeah. You know, it's old Tamara up to her old tricks.
Exactly.
So, yeah, Vicky comes in. Vicky's sombrero. What does she say here? She says, I'm so excited. Just something on my plate. We're going to Mexico. I don't know what any of that meant, but she's like, me and Tamara, we went through a dark time, me and Shannon and Tamara, but we have a history in Puerto Vallarta. History. That's about rebuilding. Okay, Don Quixote.
Puerto Vallarta is like, no. No. Like, we've rebuilt, like, we're rebuilding the barriers to keep you out. No, please.
The Battle of the Andalays.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, they're in the car, and Michael's basically, I'm sorry, Vicky's saying how Michael told her not to tell Kelly. She's like, whose side do I choose? What do I do? And Vicky's like, I'm sorry, Tamara's like, Vicky, your loyalty should probably be to Kelly. She's like, I don't know. What do you do in a situation?
Everybody gets divorced here. Like, what are you supposed to do? People get divorced. Like, why do I have to be the one who chooses? Like, I don't even know the difference between coffee M&M's, peanut M&M's. But I actually like peanut M&M's. Okay, I made a choice. Okay, that's wrong.
But what about M&M's? You know what I mean?
It's not fair.
Yeah.
Leave it up to Vicky to make someone else's divorce about her.
Yeah.
And Tamara can't go too far in here because she's like, it happens. It happened to me. You know, when Shannon and David split, I stayed friends with Shannon and what's his bun stayed friends with David. You know, and I got it. But my loyalty is to the girl and your loyalty should be the Kelly batch.
So Vicky still does not understand this, but that's fine. So now Kelly is at home trying on like a rainbow ski snowsuit with Jolie because they're going to go to Aspen together, going on a little Aspen trip. And Jolie's going to go to ski school and everything. And I feel so bad for Jolie because I feel like she's still that kid from 3 years ago who just wants to be in the school play. And they keep signing her up for like tennis and ski school. I'm like, let her sing her songs.
God. Well, you know, you need a well-rounded kid. It's very difficult for me to feel bad for anybody who's getting their hair done, especially a child.
Yeah.
Like when there's a hairdresser there for the child, I don't care if they're going through like the worst trauma in their life. I won't feel bad for them because someone's combing their hair, you know, yeah, and it feels true. Unfair.
So
she's like, should I wear this? And Jolie's like, you look like you're going to the moon. Take it off. It's weird. What if I am going to the moon?
What if I'm going to see Dr. Moon? Like Shannon. So then Kelly's like, so now Kelly plays a voicemail that she received from Vicky, because Vicky's like, you know, I'm sorry, like, I didn't want to make you mad, but Michael told me not to tell you, and, you know, I'm just trying to stay out of it. That's what I'm doing. You shouldn't be mad at me. And so Kelly's playing this for Jolie, and I thought that actually felt a little weird. It felt weird to drag the daughter into issues with mom and her friends about dad, you know?
Yes, but it's so Kelly, and at least she can admit it, you know. She's like, God, thank God for Jolie. She's like a little therapist. Because Jolie tells her, well, she's a rude person, and, you know, if they're not going to tell you the truth, they're obviously not your friend. I mean, she did buy me an appetizer last week, but still, fuck her. And Kelly's like, it's shocking to me that a 12-year-old is smarter than Vicky. And Jolie makes a very good point when she says, God says to forgive, but not to be buddies.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, my biggest pet peeve with, you know, like, and I brought it up already this week, but, like, serial kill. It's like whenever somebody does something wrong, they're like, well, Jesus forgave me. Guess what? Jesus does not serve on this court. You are going to jail.
Exactly. Listen, you know, a wise woman said it best. To quote Lauren Conrad, I want to forgive you and I want to forget you. See? You
can do both. But you never will, because for the rest of your life, you'll be getting this voicemail. Oh my God. Kelly, you need to call me because I called your soon-to-be ex-husband, Michael, and he never called me back. I need you to do something.
Press 9 to delete. Press 9 to delete. So then we have a commercial for Tamara and Vicky, Was this the commercial you mentioned last week? You mentioned the commercial.
Yeah.
Was it the same one? Okay, well, then I won't go over it again.
The Spy Who Dumped Me.
The Spy Who Dumped Me.
Well, they didn't do... It's like a continuing thing, so they didn't have all this action this time.
Oh,
The last time, they were like, stay tuned for next week when you're going to get to see best friends Tamara and Vicky go through a Spy Who Dumped Me or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, because this week it was like... They gave Tamara a big old gun, and she was shooting balloons or something. And Vicky was just sort of standing there with a piece of chalk, writing in letters. And she's like, "Okay, it's a C, it's a C. Okay, it's an M. All right, okay, it's an I. It's okay. It's insurance. It's best insurance. Insurance.
Koto, get a job. Get a job.
How about this? The Spy Who Dumped Me. Maybe because you didn't have a job. Get a job."
It's like the Wheel of Misfortune. I think they have to get like every single letter and they still can't read it.
Yeah. Mila Kunis and Mila Kunis just shaking her head. Like, really?
Is it cack?
Cack. Kill spies who dumped me. Killer spies who dumped me.
Killer cats with shirts.
Underlays. It's underlays who dumped me.
So I just Gina want my and Emily.
Back.
How do I spell that? That's why I'm not here with Kelly. It's all about Kelly all the time. Woo-hoo.
I'm the hottest spy batch. It's like,
yeah. So now we're at an OC playground for baby Gina. Workout, which I know was just making you cut yourself.
Yeah, but on top of that, it's such an a truly uninteresting scene. It's just Gina and Emily being forced to shoot together because of the newbies, and they're at some sort of thing called stroller strides, which I guess is like working out, but with your baby in a stroller. And Gina's like, you know, I love stroller strides because I think it's super important to maintain an active lifestyle, and it's super important to my kids to stay healthy and strong. I was like, no, none of this is interesting. So don't even try to, like, this is such an uninteresting insight on an uninteresting scene. And that also goes for what I'm saying, too. So, like, watching her, like, run around with these strollers, I'm like, you're not getting a workout right now. I can tell because you're stopping every 5 seconds because your kid keeps falling out, you know?
Well, it is interesting to see that Emily, like, takes her kids and they all exercise together and her kids behave. And then Gina's the one who works out. So Gina works out with her kids and they behave really great. But then Emily hates working out and her kids are terrible.
Yeah, she's like,
It's like offending me. I'm like, are fat people just bad parents? What are you trying to say? Why am I getting mad right now? And this is just like some baby workout thing.
Emily is also the most awkward slide goer downer. Like, there was a shot of her just going down a slide, and it just looked like someone who is perpetually trying to put themselves into their airplane seat. They're like, she's like, but she like never gets the seat. She's just constantly going down.
And then we get the repeating Gina line. She's like, you know, my husband's really good with poop. You know, he's really hands on. Like, sometimes these diapers, like, I'll find him, there's poop all over it, he's scrubbing it. I'm like a single mom 5 days a week, you know? So I just throw it out, you know? And I respect single moms, because that shit is hard.
Yeah. It's like, great. And she's like, yeah, my husband, he's a really hands-on dad. He's a really hands-on dad. I mean, he's only there one day a month, but he's really hands-on on that day for, like, you know, 15 minutes or so.
And they're, like, bonding over kids. Slow walk to divorce.
I know.
They're so like, then sorry, go ahead.
No, it's fine.
I was just skipping. I was like, done. I'm done. I ain't going to exercise class in real life, and I ain't going with you and your damn kids. I'll tell you that right now on TV.
Yeah.
So Puerto Vallarta, they're at the airport. Shannon is with her kids because they've just come back from their own trip.
Mm-hmm.
They're just at the airport. She's sending them back to America.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, God, I feel so close to the kids now. They're going home and I've arranged a babysitter.
And they're like, well, bye, Mom. Puta. Stop it. That's not funny.
Not funny. Are you kidding me?
David, they're calling me a puta. Does that make you more attracted to me since you seem to like whores on the beach?
Why are you calling me by your stepmother's nickname? Are you kidding me?
Have you been listening in to my prank calls to Mama Donna? Have you?
Then she starts, like, she puts her hand to her forehead like she's looking out over a hill, like for the opposing army or whatever, and her hand's shaking, and she's like, I need a call that you're at the gate, I need a call when you're at your seat, and I need a call when you land. I'm like, okay, the cavalry's on its way, Shannon.
Yeah. She's, like, about to, like, a little drum major in there to play them off.
Okay, four-gun salute. All right, great. Bye, girls.
So then, now that the girls are gone, Shannon has her sombrero on, and she goes over to, like, a little sort of bar area, and she orders some tequila shots.
And a little plate. You have a little plate? Un poquito platos? And you have one of those? No? Okay, great.
And so basically, she gets a whole bunch of tall tequila shots and a little tray, and she's like,
I'm ready to take the town, the Pueblo, with some tequila, David. Ha! Ha! Who's the mistress now?
Well, don't forget I brought these sombreros. Ha! Totally my thing. No one would ever do this and try and take my thing away from me.
Now let's go greet Vicky and Tamara with these shots and sombreros. This will be fun and seamless and won't be awkward at all. I'll just stand right here and with a tray of shots, and I'll just stand right here, and we're gonna...
Here I am.
Here I am. Taking the Pueblo by storm. Just right here. Tray of shots. Look, there's a nice couple. There's some people who are in love. 30 to 40 negative thoughts as these people come up. That's a nice Toomey bag. That's nice. David. I think it's time to go to commercial. Do you want to go to commercial, David? David.
So then finally, Vicky and Shannon, they were probably let off late just to make sure they weren't bombs.
Yeah. And just to make Shannon, just to torture Shannon. She's standing there waiting for them. So finally they come off. She's like,
wait, bienvenidos a Puerto Vallarta.
So this is the, they're just going to yell at each other until they're, like, believing that they're friends again, you know? Yeah. So Shannon's like, wow, yeah! And Vicky's like, woohoo! And then, of course, they try to hug, and the hat drops their glasses all over, and Shannon falls into it. And then Shannon, who's just never going to stop saying, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? She's been watching a lot of comics and cars or whatever the hell that is. She's like, tequila shots, am I right? Are you kidding me?
She's just like, she falls over, and then she's just like lying in broken glass and tequila, and she's like, and like, thank God for the airport worker who's like, this is not good. He like runs over and like hauls her up. She's like,
look at this. I'm getting pulled up like a regular beach whale. Tequila. Oh, sadness.
All the poor employees in Mexico, they're just looking at the camera like, and you want to build a wall for us?
Exactly. Exactly. Come on now.
So Kelly and Jolie are getting ready to go, and Kelly's still mad because she's gotten that voicemail from Vicky. And Jolie's trying to get into the bathroom, but Kelly won't leave. And she's like, I need my toothbrush, please, Mom. She's like, don't talk to me like that. Donna. Just because you're mad at Vicky, don't be mad at me, Mom. She's like, I'm not mad at you. Just don't talk to me like that. Unless you want to go to boarding school. She's like, please send me to boarding school.
Please, anywhere. Just like any place, you could just send me to like Los Angeles. I'll just sit on the streets. I don't care.
Yeah, so, I dream of a place that doesn't serve me goldfish crackers and iced vodka for dinner. You know, please send me to boarding school.
And then we see Emily with her son. They're like on the bed. She's like, "Did you miss me? Are you having fun? Are you happy?" And then
get out of my room.
Yeah. And then Gina's in like a boutique buying something. It's a lifestyle boutique. She's like, oh, I don't really understand this boutique. What is this? Like a boutique, but it has a kitchen in it? Like, what's going on here? Like, yeah, it's a lifestyle boutique. She's like, oh, okay. I'm very lonely, you know, just so you know. Very, very lonely.
So that's a California thing, you know, where there's like food in a store that is so California. I'm like, have you been to Target?
Yeah.
Or, you know, even besides that, have you been to cafes, ma'am? Cafache.
Yeah, that's more regional.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I used to go to cafes all the time. Cafache. They had the best egg salad sandwiches.
Oh, Lauren Manzo. Rest in peace. Even though you're not dead. Still. Like,
rest in egg salad. Yeah. So now Tamara, Shannon, and Vicky. That was basically like, it was three quick pops. It was the producer's web saying like, oh, and people are doing other things too. Anyway, back to Mexico. Yeah. So Tamara, Shannon, and Vicky they arrive at the hotel, and they have a beautiful suite, and they're just like out on the balcony looking at this beautiful red sky. And she's like, ha,
can you believe that? Can you believe that? A red sky. Huh, red. Huh, that reminds me of when I would see red listening to David's excuses all the time. Huh?
What do they call that? A sunset? Are you kidding me? I'm really depressed.
It's so good to be here with my best friend Tamara and my other best friend Vicky Gunvalson, who I'm so happy she's here.
Oh, look, the sky is red. It's like they knew Vicky was coming and made up a red scare. Vicky, I'm just kidding.
It must be the apocalypse. We're the three horsemen of the apocalypse. Just kidding. All three are Vicky. Left, right, boob. Or two. And her head's the third. I don't know what I'm saying.
Vicky's like, hey, cheers. Cheers to our new normal, whatever that looks like. I'm going to ask Steve, you know? He's given me a list of rules. So, like, whatever Steve says is normal, we can cheers to, okay? So let's FaceTime him later. Don't let me forget.
So he has season one of The New Normal on DVD. So we're going to watch it afterwards. It's the only season. So now it's nighttime. Vicky has changed into what I call Wayfair couch chic, because she just looks like a couch you might see like at a Hamptons Inn that was furnished by Wayfair. Just like these stripes. And Shannon's like,
well, I haven't been out in 5 months, and tonight we're going out. Tres amigas! Yes!
Yo soy lista! Let's get lit!
This is just Shannon screaming really loud the whole episode, so I'm sorry, everybody. Yeah, that is accurate.
It is, but this is accurate. Yeah, because then they all do shots, and Vicky's like, and Tamara's like, and Shannon just goes,
yow!
Shannon is wearing some red t-shirt that it looks like Tamara came in with a box cutter and just took out the whole front of it. I'm not really sure what's going on with Shannon, but I'm liking broken Shannon.
Yeah, like, and like later in the episode, like the way that these weird cutouts are, they get all ruffled and like askew, and so it looks like her left boob is about to come out, even though it's like far from doing that, but it's like this weird like left boob forward thing going on. It's very Tamara influenced.
So then they go over to Andalay's, and Shannon's just like, Lista! We need a drink, soy Lista! You kidding me, y'all? And they all start taking shots and getting their boobs jiggled.
Yeah,
and Vicky's like, Andalay's is one of those places that I started going there 25 years ago. You know, so much silly history behind this whole the world. Busboy, get over here. I need you to talk to the waiter and tell him he didn't bring my drink. Tell him for me. I'm not going to be in the middle of this.
Yeah, so many silly times of just. I was trying to come up with a good D word so I could say STDs. City time days. It's just city time days. STDs. Every single time I go there, it's city time days. Would have been good if I actually landed the joke instead of workshopping it midway through. So
that's anyway. What we do every day.
I like the fact that like everyone who's at Andalay's has also been going there for 25 years, because I don't think there was anyone younger than 53 there, which is not ageism. I just think it's funny that it was like that. Like Vicky is, you know, Vicky and Tamara are like, yeah, we're young batches again, batch. You see, like, people, like, I'm like, well, maybe not.
It's like when you're getting naked, wasted, and showing your tits in a Lubies, you know? So, Tamara's like, full throttle, Mexico, batch! And they just get wasted. Like, they really do get naked, wasted. Of course, no one tries to sexually assault Gretchen in a bathroom, but it's like the fun part. It's the by choice part.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And Tamara, of course, is really reliving her youth. She's like, first to go jumping up on the bar to dance, and then she like drops, like she like pulls down, like she flashes the bar her boobs, like one, the first of many boob flashes the rest of the episode.
Starts popping out ping pong balls, and a donkey catches them from across the room.
Yeah,
so it's really classy. It's, you know, it's Tamara.
Yeah. And so, but Vicky's not. Vicky is actually not going on the bar because she promised.
Not going to go on the bar.
Steve said no. You said yes. I said no.
You know, I'm holding back because I told Steve I'd be good. And then they show a clip of her saying, you know, if they go to the bar, I won't get naked, wasted with them, and I won't get to the bar because you don't want me to, right? You don't want me to? Like, would that offend you if I did that? You don't want me to, right? Because you really love me, right? And he says, oh, you shouldn't do anything you can't do in front of your grandchildren, Vicky.
She's like, meanwhile, like, he's probably like, You know what would be a real fun thing for you ladies to do? Why don't you do like a salsa jar opening contest? Now, that's a wild time if I ever heard of one.
So then Tamara goes up to Shannon. She's like, how many bras you got under that batch? Shannon has like 3 bras
she
on.
Has, yeah. She has layers and layers of bras.
She's like, well, I have to have one other bra in case one gets pickpocketed.
I'm not going to have sex with somebody. David has a 20-year younger girlfriend, so good for him. But guess who's not doing that? Steve told me not to, and I'm not going to do it.
Steve told me not to do anything I wouldn't do in front of Vicky's grandchildren. So I'm wearing 3 bras, but I can yell at people in my home. So that's great.
Bo! Vicky's kid just runs
past. Get your feet off the couch.
Tamara sits on Shannon's lap and starts kind of lap dancing again. She's like, here's our tits. Show your tits, bitch.
I'm not going to show my tits. God. What do you do, Tamara?
And Tamara's like whipping out her boobs, which she basically does for the rest of the episode. Yeah. And I say, you know what? When you pay that much for something 20 times a year,
yeah,
you deserve to show those things off.
It was it's a like very scarring experience. Yeah.
Yes.
It meant more ways than one.
I know when they blurred out her nipples, the blur was so big on those nipples. I was like, did she do the same thing to her tits that she did to her belly button? Like, is Tamara just going to start missing parts of herself? She's just going to have nippleless breasts from here on out.
Her nipples are little crosses now. So Tamara's saying that now they're like drunk and being like sloppy serious. And they're like, she's like, Batch, I've been through divorce. Vicky's been through divorce. Like, we can teach you, Shannon. We can show you the way, Shannon. We can show you. My tits are teaching you right now. Teaching tits. Teaching and teaching.
Well, brand new tits. Just what David got for Christmas. It's making me feel a lot better, Tamara. Thanks.
Oh, well, I wonder if your tits can also go on a Spartan race. David would like that.
So then Shannon starts like, I'm so grateful. Are you kidding me right now? So then they go to eat, and Vicky like basically has to plop them down. They are wasted. I mean, they are dragging themselves through town at this point.
That's bad when Vicky is the one who's guiding you. She's the one who dropped her bag in the gutter too, I should add.
Yeah, but Vicky still has to be religious wherever she goes. Even when she's like, you know, drunk in Mexico, she still has to go up to order for everybody and go, you know what? 8 El Pastor. Okay. 8 El Pastor. I'm like, oh, God, are you even calling a pastor here? You're drunk. Give it some time.
So, yeah. So then she orders all these tacos, and Tamara is like, she's like, Shannon, I just want you to be happy. I just want you to be happy. And Shannon's like, muy bueno. Muy bueno.
Where's Archie? Where's Archie?
So Tamara says, you're going to be so much centered in your life now. Like, trust me, it's out there. Look at me and Eddie. We're together every day, 6 days a week. And if something happens to Eddie, I would die. It would be over, but this bad heart thing is killing me, man. It's killing me.
I used to think that about David, that I would die if he left me. She goes, yes, you know what it's like to love somebody so much that you'll die if they leave you, man.
Like,
thanks.
She's like, I mean, Tamara has like the worst way of consoling someone. Hey, Batch, I know that like the love of your life has left you and like you're feeling alone in the world, but look at me. I love this guy so much. Like, we have so much love. So much love that will never go away. Never go away. You'll get that, maybe.
Like, well, thanks. That feels great.
I'm glad that you're in love. I'm so happy.
And Tamara's like, yeah, you understand what it's like to be happy. Remember Brooks, Vicky? Remember Brooks? She's like, people change your mind. And, you know, sometimes that's okay. You know, what am I going to not talk to David now? What am I supposed to stop golfing with David? Is that what you guys are telling me?
And then Vicky starts making herself a victim also. I'm gutted now. I'm gutted. I don't know. My boss up. Like, they literally kill me right now. Like, what's the matter? What's going on? What's happening?
The rest of the world needs to be guarded. You need to be behind, like, rails for the rest of us. Okay.
I didn't realize that when I voted to build that wall, I built it around myself. I'm guarded.
Put the guard down. Put your walls down, Vicky. And Shannon's like, well, you know, I mean, I remember you used to talking about your soulmate. And you said it was Brooks so many times.
But I don't mean it in a mean way. I just meant... You had terrible judgment. That's it. I don't mean it in a mean way. Do I think you have the judgment?
No.
Do I think you have a soulmate now, though?
No.
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 Well, Vika is trying to convince herself that she loves Steve. It's mechanical, like, I love ya. I love ya. Is there anyone else?
Which is so true, but it's funny that they keep talking to Vicky and trying to convince her that she's still in love with Brooks when they were the ones who, like, kind of, like, ran Brooks out of town.
Yeah. You know?
And rightly so, by the way. They were in the right. But these women, messy, messy ladies.
But it was really fun seeing, like, just, like, wasted in these, like, shitty chairs on the side of the road, because I think we've all kind of been there with our friends, which was nice. So now they get back to the hotel room, and Vicky's like, oh, yeah, the fun meter was really high tonight. And Shannon just goes,
I loved it! I loved it! Thank you! Ah!
Well, Shannon's probably naked somewhere in a hot tub.
And sure enough,
there's Tamara.
Tamara is floating in the hot tub, which...
Naked, you know, if, mentally masturbating.
Yeah, I know that there are many arguments for and against implants. But, I mean, Tamara really does float. I mean, even in very shallow bodies of water. That bathtub scene with Eddie a few years ago, she's just, like, floating on top. I say get them. I'm going to get a pair. I mean, it's for safety.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's okay. Yeah, she was just, like, there, like, naked... floating, her eyes closed, and her lips just, like, barely moving. Like, she was clearly just having a sexual fantasy with one of those hot tub jets, like, going who knows where.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I'm the fat lady! You look like that, and I look like this. I'm not that! Time out!
I am not getting in that hot tub, that's for sure. Am I getting in that hot tub?
No. No. No.
Then Shannon is all of us, and she says,
I'm so... flipping fat.
How you know? I'm like, not. It's like I got it here, I got it there.
So finally, she goes. Shannon goes to a different room, and Tamara is like,
"Shut up, batch. Shut up."
So she gets out of the hot tub and promptly just like wipes out on the floor. And at that time, it's funny. I was like, "Wow, she could have broken something. That's pretty dangerous." So you'd think that maybe she would be like, "I should like maybe get out of the water because I can't really control myself for a while, batch." But instead, she gets back in, and then Shannon comes out, and she's fully in her Spanx, which is hilarious. Her Spanx and her five bras, and she's just sort of, like, moseying on through and gets into the tub.
And Vicky's like, I don't think I need to get naked because I told Steve I'd, like, not get naked in hot tubs. But I want you so bad, but I'm not going to. But I want to, but I'm not going to. I'm going to sit here by a robe, which I'm naked under, and I'm going to just watch you. So... They're outside in the hot tub, like, yes, suck, Becky, you're not fun anymore. I want my fun friend back, batch.
And meanwhile, I want to say, during all this, Tamara keeps jumping in the hot tub, and I'm thinking to myself, what is she doing? That thing is, like, 3 feet deep at best. What is she doing? So anyway.
I know. Like her soul.
Yeah.
So then again, she says, Vicky is holding back. I want my full throttle friend, batch. Where did Tamara hear full throttle? Where did she hear that? Why do I have to hear it?
Charlie's Angels. So then, once again, now, like, Vicky's just scowling on the couch, like, I'm going to sit here, be low throttle, think about sausage eyes. And then Tamara goes and jumps in the hot tub again, and she's like, oh my God, batch, I think I really hurt my foot. I might have broken it. I mean, positive thoughts. I'm like, you idiot, like, you are so lucky you got this far without breaking everything else. What are you doing jumping into a hot tub? Like, it's not deep, and there are ridges, and there's benches, and there's those weird curves. Like, you are the biggest idiot. What are you thinking?
Ah, so feet. Mad. The one part of our bodies that don't have injectables. It's like everything else on her has padding. Yeah, Tamara's going to open a foot filler place.
Yeah, she's toe filler.
Do you want how to fit, batch? So there, she's just like, sitting there. She's like, she's like, I think that I broke my foot, batch.
Well, I have a sombrero. Did you break your foot? What happened to your foot? I think I broke it, batch. What do we need to do to make sure that did not happen?
Oh, well, that's what I tried. Passes out on the side. She passes out on the side of the hot tub.
You know, when things break, I like to just pretend they don't break at all, and just like. You know, keep it going for the next 3 or 4 years, and, you know, maybe they'll just, like, automatically be healed without even having to do anything about it. Maybe you'll, hey, Tamara, maybe you should, like, renew your vows with your foot, and that will fix your foot, because it's
Seems like it's something that might work, right?
Huh? Can I give you some advice for your possibly broken foot, Tamara? Next time you think the next time somebody tells you there's a toilet in your relationship corner, move! Move into a different apartment!
Tamara, has your foot started drinking tequila lately for the first time? It's a lot of sugar in this foot, huh?
So it's the next morning, and they're all just struggling along. They're all in matching pajamas that Vicky got them, and it's official.
Those matching pajamas make better friends.
That's okay, yeah, tell that to a hospital ward.
Tell that to a group of feuding models in a JCPenney catalog. They're not a happy family after all. Ha! Huh.
Tell that twink in the middle of a bunch of prisoners.
Yeah, tell that to the cast of the Pajama Game.
Actually, I think they were all good friends.
Oh, okay. That's good then. So, Tamara's foot is a fish broken. And she's like, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And basically, Tamara's like, yeah, bitch, I had to take a cab by myself in the middle of the night for 30 minutes to get to the hospital. It's awful, bitch.
Then we see her in the hospital. It's like, bitch. Batch!
We need 50 cc's of batch in here. Stat.
Well, we had a little too much tequila last night. We need bread. Where's the stuff that soaks it up? This is just fruit. Where's the pastry?
Archie?
So then they start counting the shots that they took. And it's like a beautiful mind.
Yeah.
Kinda. But not really at all.
It's more just like a mind. It's a standard mind. A standard mind. Directed by Ron Howard.
Well, we had like two at the airport, three at the bar, four at the bathroom.
Ah, then two with Archie. God, I love that Archie. But jeez, did he drop a load.
They just keep naming all their shots.
Yeah, and they, Vicky's like, I'm at 15 now. I'm at 15. they got up to 15 shots, if not more.
Well, after 5 months of social hiatus, that's a big way to go, Shannon. Good for me.
And today,
let's go to the beach.
Tamara's in her cast, you know.
So Vicky's like, we'll carry you. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not funny. It's not funny. She goes, yeah, it's kind of funny. Let's do it.
Yeah. Oh, poor Tamara. So then we go back to Orange County where Gina is hanging out with her kids. She's like, oh my God, being a mom is a full-time job. Look at my kids running everywhere, undisciplined, opening doors, closing doors, opening doors, closing doors. Now there's one hanging off the railing. Oh, there's one on the shower door. Oh my God, it's hard. But you know what? There are other moms in my community, and so we do play dates together, and we drink wine, and that's what we do. Huh? Being a mom.
Guess what it feels like? Being a single mom. I'm like, okay. So Tamara in a wheelchair.
Great. Thanks for the update, Gina.
Gina's life still sucks.
Yeah.
So Tamara's in a wheelchair, and she's like, you are not pushing me down the stairs. You are not pushing me down, because they are just about to push her down the stairs. Which, you know what? God bless them. You know, I've been praying for that for seasons, to watch Tamara get pushed down the stairs in a wheelchair.
I'm waiting for, like, the end of Naked Gun when Nordberg goes down the stairs in the wheelchair and flips out. That's what I was, like, really hoping for with Tamara.
Yeah, stop teasing me, you guys. It's not fair, you guys. Vicky's like, we could be your crutch. So Tamara's like, your hand is in my asshole.
It's reserved for Eddie. So
it's just like being at home.
So the waiter comes and just looks at the camera again, like, really?
Yeah.
poor little ondulate.
Yeah, they all just, like, grab Tamara and are, like, carrying her like a giant python, you know? Like, when there's a giant python and, like, 10 people have to carry it down somewhere, they're just, like, they're not really dragging her, but they're carrying her awkwardly across the beach, and everyone's staring and taking pictures, etc., which is probably what made Tamara very excited. She's like, look at me, Bella the ball, Bella the beach ball.
I just wrote, Tamara rides a donkey down the stairs.
I feel like I'm going to Patra Batch.
It's Vicky. So they FaceTime Eddie, and she's like, and they're all wearing Adios Beaches hats.
Yeah.
And Eddie's like, sounds like you were drunk as fuck. Shrug. Shrug, shrug, shrug. Yeah. And she's like, a little poquito, Eddie. Yeah, jeez. So then they get into this, Kelly thing a little bit. And Tamara's like, oh my God, you just screamed that Shannon was naked. No wonder Kelly is mad at you. Like, what? So then Vicky's like, well, look, I didn't hook him up. A friend was interested in Michael, so I had a barbecue. They both came, and they shaved jumpers. And, you know, he said, don't take others, so I didn't. Which, notice that her story has already changed.
Yeah.
Now her friend was interested in Michael before the barbecue, so she had one and invited them both over. Vicky, goddamn.
And he told,
think with this much practice being a liar, she'd get it right at least once.
Yeah, and he told her not to say anything, and then I think it was here, that, or maybe it was later, or earlier, but I don't remember, but I think it was here. Like, you know, he was, you know what, like, you know, he was lonely. Like, we got wanted seeing him more. He had no one to, he had no one to be with. He had no one to play golf with. He had no one to open salsa jars with. So we had to hang out with him. We just had to, you know? And, like, why should we choose sides? I mean, he wanted his marriage to work. She didn't. So lots of loaded comments in that. Yes, and also, like, just because Michael's lonely, well, he can find new friends.
Yeah. And so they try and explain it to her gently, you know, because they're supposed to be friends again. So Tamara says her feelings were hurt because, you know, maybe like you guys used to double date and stuff. And she's like, no, it pisses me off. She could yell at me, be rude to me. It's like, it's all Kelly all the time. All about Kelly all the time. And Shannon says, well, me and David are done. We'll never be back together again either. And it's done, but it hurts. And if one of your best friends is going through a breakup, you don't set him up, Vicky. Sorry to say.
Ow! Ow! It's hurting. It's hurting. Ow!
So here's what you say. You say, listen, I'm sorry I made up Cancer and Brooks. I just wanted a casserole. Try that one again, Vicky. Like,
okay, I will say that. Yeah, I will say that. I will say, I forgive you if you just put eggs in a dish, mix it with something, and cook it. Okay? And
green then beans, I'll move on. Macaroni, whatever you want.
And that's pretty much it. Another useless apology from Vicky. Yeah. It doesn't look like it's going to work, though, which I love. So my what are your predictions here? I predict that, obviously, this fight will keep going. And I predict that Tamara is going to turn on Shannon again this year.
That's yeah, I mean, I'm I think the for. I think the fight is definitely going to keep going. Because I think Kelly still is talking shit. I think she was on Watch What Happens Live this week and was still talking shit about Vicky. So, you know, it'll keep going, you know, the way these things do. So
as they do here. Well, everybody, thank
wait,
you so much.
Wait, what are you doing?
Oh, is there more?
Yeah, there's a whole other segment.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Oh, did your thing cut off again?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Do it. No, I have it all here. I have it all here.
Oh, God.
I have it all
here. Oh, God.
Totally
oh, God.
Professional.
Oh. Totally professional.
Oh. Yes. Oh, I got scared. So now it's nighttime. Now, so basically, the beach day is over, and now it's nighttime, and Shannon has arranged tequila tasting, and they were gonna do, like, a big, fun, like, girls' dinner, tequila tasting, etc., but Tamara has been on painkillers, and so we see a shot of Tamara just at dinner, just pass out, be like, bitch, 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 bitch.
You know how dogs run in their sleep, like their paws move? She's just got like two middle fingers, like looking like they're cycling a bicycle in her sleep. Fuck you, fuck you, bitch. You bitch. That's my opinion, bitch. They could waste it, bitch.
So they're back in the hotel room. They put Tamara to bed. She's like, bitch. But Shannon and Vicky are still going to do the tequila tasting themselves because, hey, tequila's on the way. So they sit down and we get a flashback of David and Brooks. They're like from 4 years ago when the two couples did tequila tasting at the same hotel. Shannon's like, huh, back then, 4 years ago, David was totally checked out. And we see the flashback and she's like, well, I find that in general, that I really enjoy doing things with David. Don't you enjoy doing things with me, David? And he's like, sticking a chip in his guacamole, just not even answering. Just
the best kind of David, passive aggression with a chip. It's always with a fucking chip with this guy.
always. So we get that flashback, and then we come back, and Shannon, now they're like tasting the tequila, and Shannon's face, sometimes Shannon gets a face like a bird, like an adorable bird that's like,
woo-hoo. Did somebody say woo-hoo?
Oh, look at that tequila.
Somebody say woo-hoo.
She was very excited, and she's like, is there limon? Wah!
Soy listo!
Yeah, because they start with the I forget, like, they start with the basic tequila. So she's like,
wow,
Basically, sausages. So then they go to the next tequila, and she's like, oh, it's smoother. Oh, just like how things were after we renewed our vows. A little smoother.
It's a little smoother, like when we went through that role-playing ceremony and David got to pretend I was dead for 10 minutes.
30 to 40 negative thoughts about this tequila, which is better because the last one was at 50 to 60. So then finally they get to the last one. I don't know why I'm giving every single detail about every, like, I'm giving the tasting notes. Oh, this one's good. Nice finish. Unlike my marriage to David. So now she's just, like, drunk, and she's just like,
oh, Buena Vista Social Club.
She's like, why do you have to yell? Why do you have to yell when you speak Spanish?
I don't have to yell when I say tacos.
Okay, calm down.
So at least do tacos. Hola. Hola.
She's yelling herself into a nervous breakdown. She's yelled this entire episode.
Yeah, the entire time. So then finally, like after all, like the tequila guys leave, then, you know, the drunkenness, the happy drunkenness leads to
heart-to-heart drunkenness. Because, oh man, who'd have thought, you know, 4 years ago, I wouldn't have sipped tequila because it was David's new drink. And David and his mistress would drink tequila together. It was sort of their thing. I knew it. He never used to drink tequila, but now he does. And he did.
I still can't eat fish tacos, though.
So it's actually, like, very sad and emotional because she starts really crying because she's like, you know, we were together for 17 years. And within, like, months, like, mere months of breaking up, he's found someone else. Like, I've just been replaced really quickly, and it really, really hurt. But she's like,
actually, it was, like, while you were still together, but, oh, I'm sleepy, bitch. I'm not getting admitted.
So then Shannon and Vicky are sort of sloppy and bonding, and, you know, like, who'd have thought we're back at the same hotel again that we were 4 years ago? And she's like,
you know what the nicest thing was? When we were in the airport and I was saying goodbye to the kids, they're like, we're so happy that you're getting to see Auntie Vicky. And they're calling you Auntie again, and it's nice.
And so, it was sweet.
That is nice. And now they're calling me a bitch. They called me puta and you auntie. What the hell, Vicky?
And so, you know, it's more of that, like, we've been through hard times, but I loved you. I always wanted the best for you. I only wanted what was good for you. That's all I want. I just want it back. And then they're like, they're kissing, and their hat brims are touching. Like, How do we do this? But it was, like, actually, like, a really nice moment. It was like Vicky and Shannon are finally back together.
Don't be mean to me, okay? Don't be mean to me anymore, Tiara.
Test if I open 5 jars of salsa. Piss, no. Rebellious, all of them.
It's really, really good to be friends with you again, Shannon, but I'm going to do the full throttle test with Tamara instead of you, okay? Kodo insurance, get a job.
Yeah. And that was it.
And at the end of the day, David was the spy who dumped me.
Oh, Real Housewives of Orange County. Yeah, this was, I guess I'm buying it. I'll buy it by the end.
I'm willing to buy it also.
And look, I don't even have to buy it. I get it for free on TV. And it's really fun to watch. I have to say, it's a lot more fun to watch than just Tamara and Vicky sitting on a couch depressed, being like, so what should we do now while we're ignoring everybody else's party because we don't want to see Vicky match?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's, you know, I mean, we'll see how the whole season goes because I don't know what's up with the two new girls. I'm hoping that we're, like, gearing up, that they're just sort of on the sideline at the moment while we sort of, like, recalibrate this relationship with these three women. But now that that seems to be cemented, I feel like the season's going to sort of, like, kick into proper high gear. Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, this was a really good episode, so that was good. Because when the first scene of a season starts with Tamara crying and, like, getting a pity idiot, even though a pity idiot.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Slips. Even though it was deserved, I have a bad feeling towards the season. But so far, I mean, it's been really good. I've been enjoying it. So there you go.
Yeah, there we go. Well, everyone,
there was spoken. Just don't put kitchens in boutiques, okay?
It's so weird. That must be a California thing, huh? You know what? I have a kid. You ever heard of that kid before? Yeah, kids. That's crazy. So tomorrow we're back with some Below Deck Mediterranean. So everyone get excited for that because that show is awesome. And until then, you guys, thank you so much. Be sure to check out our bonus episode on Patreon. It is now officially up, where we talk about Just for Laughs. This is part one of the bonus. We'll do the second part next week. Super great. I love to talk. Great stories. I really enjoy talking, rehashing all that stuff. So go check that out. And we'll be back tomorrow to chat more.
Okay. See you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.